大家好，欢迎收看今天的 A Plus English， 我是 Anna。
And I'm Clayton. And it's April this month, and you know what time it is? It's time for a special flower to come alive.
A special flower? What kind of special flower?
It's the tulip, one of the most beautiful flowers.
啊，我知道了。所以四月呢，其实是百花盛开的季节。但是我们今天要来谈的是一种非常美丽的花朵，叫做 tulip， 也就是郁金香。
So we'll find out where tulips come from, what they look like, and where you can see them.
没错，而且我们今天要带大家谈谈到底郁金香是从何而来，长什么样子，有多少种类，还有其他不同的资讯哦。
So everybody, have a look at today's lesson.
Tulips for beauty and friendship. Reading A.
Where are tulips from? Most people think Holland.But they actually come from Turkey. For Turkish people, tulips mean the perfect love. There is a Turkish story about a man's deep love for a woman. After the woman died, the man cried and cried. His tears turned the ground into a garden of tulips.
So, I told you we'd find out where tulips come from. So, where do they come from?
大部分的人当然是觉得是荷兰咯。Most people think Holland.
Well, that's true. A lot of tulips are grown in Holland. But they come from somewhere else. When something comes from somewhere, that means that is the place where it was first found.And then it went to other places.
没错，在这里我们先看到第一个今天的重点叫做 come from， 它是个动词片语，从何而来 ？Come from a place， 从何而来？不过在这里我们看到两个国名，一个叫做 Holland， 一个叫做 Turkey。那么在这里的 Holland 呢，其实可能有些人有听过叫做 Dutch。那到底荷兰它到底应该怎么称呼呢？你到底应该说 Holland 还是要用 Dutch 还是有别的名称呢？
Well, Holland is the name of the country. We can also call this country the Netherlands. But the people who live there, we say that they are Dutch.
了解了，所以在这里呢，其实荷兰一般通称叫做 Holland， 那正式的名称叫做 the Netherlands。The Netherlands， 但是 Dutch 是个形容词，或者当名词指的是荷兰语、荷兰人、荷兰式的。那么有一个片语叫做 Go Dutch， Go Dutch 也很常听到哦，它是什么意思呢？
When you go Dutch, that means you go on a date with someone, but both of you will pay for dinner or pay for the movie, whatever you do on the date.
了解，所以在这里其实 go Dutch 就是各付各的，自己分开付钱的意思。因为其实呢，在过去，这个荷兰是英国在政治跟经济上的劲敌，所以其实英文当中的 Dutch 有一点点贬义。那么荷兰人又很会做生意，所以 go Dutch 就有各付各的意思。而之后我们看到一个叫做 Turkey， 应该不是那个食物的 Turkey 吧？
No, it's not the kind of turkey that we eat. It's another country.And it's the country that tulips come from.
没错，所以在这里其实 Turkey 就是土耳其。但是呢，对于土耳其人而言呢，这个所谓的 tulip 郁金香，它有一个特别的 special meaning， 特别的意义哦。
Right. In Turkey, tulips have the meaning of love, a very special love. And that's because there's a special story about where the tulip comes from.
而且这种爱是什么样的爱呢？是完美的爱 ，the perfect love。在这里，所谓完美的，没有瑕疵、没有错误的形容词 ，perfect。perfect。那么我们了解到，其实，在这样子的一个意义之下呢，这背后是有一个故事的 ，a story。
Right. So the story goes like this: A long time ago, there was a man who had a deep love for a woman, but He was very sad one day because the woman he loved died.
那听起来真是蛮悲伤的。只要有人过世啊，死掉，其实真的很痛苦。不过我们看到一个重点，深深的爱，这个深深的可以真的用 deep 吗？没错，所谓的深深的爱叫做 deep love， deep love。但是因为某种原因，这个女人过世了，所谓的过世或者是死亡，英文当中就用这个字 die， 特别注意它的三态 die， died， died， die， died。Died， 当然这男生因为很悲伤的关系就一直哭，那么哭呢也小心他的三态哦， cry， cried， cried。
So the man was so sad that he cried and cried and tears came from his eyes. Now your tears, they are the drops of water that come from your eyes when you cry.
所以在这里当然提到哭的话就不得不提到眼泪，眼泪英文怎么说呢？眼泪就叫做 tear， tear。 眼泪可不可以数呢？感觉上眼泪是水，好像不能数，但是其实是一个可数名词，而且特别小心常常都以复数出现 tears， tears。 而如果你听到一个很悲伤的事情或是突然哭了出来，这个突然哭了出来可以用 break into tears， break into tears。
Right. Well, this is the magic part of the storyWhen the man cried, his tears fell on the ground. But then what happened? Well, the tears became tulips.
所以他的眼泪呢，让整个地面居然变成了整个郁金香园。在这里把 A 变成 B 叫做 turn A into B. Turn A into B. 所以这个男人的眼泪呢，居然把这块土地就变成了一片的郁金香园。
Right, so when youturn something into something, that means you change that thing into something else. So his tears changed the ground into a beautiful garden full of tulips.
我们现在先休息一下，待会在 Reading B 我们要谈谈到底郁金香怎么到荷兰的。
Tulips for Beauty and Friendship. Reading B.
A traveler brought tulips to Holland from Turkey in 1593. Soon, tulips became popular with rich and famous people. One special red and white tulip could cost as much as a house.Farmers began growing them everywhere. Now Holland grows millions of tulips every year. It's enough to give two to everyone in the world.
So now we know that tulips come from Turkey. But the question is, how did tulips get from Turkey over to Holland?Well, the answer is a traveler brought the tulips there. Now, a traveler, of course, is just a person who travels.
当然咯，所谓的 travel 就是旅行，而 traveler 当然就是旅行者或者是旅人。那么在这里一开始呢，就先提到重点，到底郁金香是怎么样从土耳其到荷兰的呢？原来是在1593年的时候，一个旅人把郁金香带过去的。
So when he brought the tulips to Holland, people saw them and they liked them a lot. And in fact, tulips became popular with rich and famous people. Now when something becomes popular with a group of people, that means that that group of people really likes it and maybe they will get a lot of that thing.
所以在这里有一个很重要的片语，但是有一个形容词我们先了解，叫做 popular。 popular 就是受欢迎，而你要说东西受到人的欢迎，你可以用 be popular with 或者是 become popular with。 我可以说这个歌手受到青少年朋友的欢迎， the singer is popular with teenagers， 或者是他出道之后马上就变得受欢迎了。The singer becomes popular with teenagers.
Right. So there was one very special kind of tulip. And this one was a red and white tulip. It cost a lot of money. Now when we say something costs a lot of money, that means you need to pay a lot of money to buy it.
所以在这里其实就有一个重点，就是 cost 这个字。那么 cost 本身当名词就有价值的意思，但是当动词呢，就变成东西花了人多少钱，东西花了人多少钱用 cost。举个例子来说，我可以说这件衬衫呢，花了我500块钱。The shirt cost me $500.
So this red and white tulip was very expensive.It cost as much as a house. Now, as much as just means at the most or up to.
Wow, 这种郁金香居然这么贵，贵到可以买一栋房子。在这里我们看到 cost 后头当然加上价钱或价值，可是在这里的 a house 房子前面有个片语叫做 as much as. As much as 是介系词片语，就是高达多少。高达多少的这个高达呢，我们可以用 as much as， 或者你也可以用 up to， up to。 不过当时呢，因为这个郁金香还很稀少，所以只有有钱的人才能买得起。那么后来很多农夫呢，这个花农就开始种郁金香了。
Right. The farmers knew that they could make money, so they started growing the tulips everywhere. And pretty soonThere were millions of tulips growing in Holland. Now, a million is 1,000,000, so that's a lot of tulips.
当然是很多咯，所谓的 million 就是百万，百万这个单位在英文当中叫做 million, million. 可是它的用法其实蛮特别的，如果我们说100万朵郁金香叫做 a million tulips, a million tulips.可是好几百万朵的郁金香，就把这个 A 摘掉， million 之后呢加 S， millions of tulips， 特别小心还有一个介系词的 of 哦。那当然我们可以举一反二，如果你要说好几千朵的郁金香， thousands of tulips， 或者是好几百朵的郁金香， hundreds of tulips。
So for example, we could say there are millions of fish in the sea.
OK, 所以你也可以说呢，在海里有好几百万只鱼， millions of fish. 不过提到这个荷兰人呢，当时有很多的花农都种郁金香，这个种植的种用 grow, grow. 那么它本身也有长大的意思，但是也有种植的意思，特别小心它的三态哦， grow, grew, grown. Grow, grew, grown.
All right, everybody.I hope that you've learned a lot about tulips, but we have more coming up, so don't go away.
Word power!
Bill, what's happening?
Oh, I just had something in my eye, and it was making me cry, but we have to do today's word power.And we'll see why I was crying. First one is comes from. Come from.
好，第一个片语呢是 come from. Come from 呢就是起源于。
Some people say modern paper comes from China.
有些人说现代的纸啊是来自于中国。
The second word today is tear. Tear.
Tear 就是名词的眼泪咯。
John was in tears because his team lost the basketball game.
John 哭了，为什么呢？因为他的球队输了篮球赛。
Come on, John, be a man.
Be a man.
Yeah.
Okay, 第三个。
This one. Cost. Cost.
Cost 是动词，就是花费，特别小心它的三态哦。Cost, cost, cost.
This cool jacket cost me 10,000 NT dollars.
这件很酷的夹克呢，花了我10,000元台币。
And the last one is millions of. Millions of.
Millions of 是个片语，就是数百万的，好几百万的。
Millions of people are watching this popular TV show.
数百万民众在收看这个热门的电视节目。So Bill, why are you crying?
Because I had something in my eye.
Really?
We have a few more things for you today, so don't go away.
Be a man, Bill.
Okay.
Tulips for beauty and friendship.
Where are tulips from? Most people think Holland, but they actually come from Turkey. For Turkish people, tulips mean the perfect love. There is a Turkish story about a man's deep love for a woman. After the woman died,The man cried and cried. His tears turned the ground into a garden of tulips. A traveler brought tulips to Holland from Turkey in 1593. Soon, tulips became popular with rich and famous people.One special red and white tulip could cost as much as a house. Farmers began growing them everywhere. Now Holland grows millions of tulips every year. It's enough to give two to everyone in the world.
Review time!
Today's review time game is the hardest game we have ever had on A-plus English. That's right, it's true or false.
True or false, 有很难吗？哦，拜托，还好啦，好啦，我们今天的 review time 呢是 true or false。当然我们有三道题目，那么对的呢，请你填 T, true, 而错的呢，请你填 F,False.
Well, maybe they're hard questions.
Maybe.
Okay. First one. Tulips come from Holland.
Tulips come from Holland? No. Tulips come from Turkey. So, 第一题应该是 F false.
I thought you have turkey for dinner on Thanksgiving.
土耳其 okay.
Oh, okay.、Mm-hmm. Second one. Millions of tulips now grow in Holland every year.
每年在荷兰呢都会种数百万朵的郁金香 It's true. T.
I wonder if they have millions of turkeys.
最好有
Okay, the last one is people started to grow tulips in Holland in 1593.
1593年荷兰开始种郁金香吗对呀 it's true.
That is true. I bet they're really old tulips. Let's see, that's 400 years. 400 year old tulips.
Old tulips?
Yeah, if they started growing in 1593.
不是啦是每年都会种 OK, 好不好
I'm full of jokes today. We've got a few more things for you, so don't go away.
With phrases.
Become popular with.
Become popular with.
See this new chair? It can walk.
Cool. It'll become popular with lazy people.
And this pen can think and write for you.
So it can do my homework. That will become popular with children.
And this watch can take us anywhere. It'll become popular too.
Ooh, let's try it right away. To the movie theater! Yes, it works!
Now we can see movies for free with this watch.
Believe me, this watch will become popular with everyone.
just for fun.
Today's proverb is pretty simple. It's only three words. The first word in this proverb is haste. H-A-S-T-E. Now, what is haste? Well, haste is when you are in a rush. You're in a hurry. You're trying to do something very quickly. But Angie, there's another important word in this proverb. What is it?
Waste. Waste is something that you don't use. It's usually something that's left over, or maybe for some reason you just can't use it, so it's waste. Maybe you throw it away or you don't use it because it's not usable.
Or maybe you just don't feel like using it. Okay, so what's today's proverb? It's haste makes waste. Haste makes waste. But what does it mean?
Well, first of all, it rhymes, which is pretty neat. Haste makes waste. But I think it means that if you're in a hurry, maybe you won't do a good job of something, and then all your efforts will be wasted.
So let's think of some time in our lives that haste has made waste. When you're trying to fix something, maybe your shirt has a button that is popped off, and then you want to put the button back on, but you just do it quickly. Use the thread and a needle and put it back on. You only spend 1 minute doing it. But then the next day, the button pops off again because you didn't do a good job of sticking it on.
Yes, and then it doesn't work because you have to do it again.
Right. You have just wasted even more time. Angie, have you ever had a time when you thought of this proverb?
Yes, quite a few times. Something that comes to mind right now is when I'm filling out a report or a paper. It asks for my name, my phone number, my address. If any part of that is wrong, then I have to go back and write it again. Maybe if I write the wrong address, someone will send something to the wrong address and I'll never get it.
You know, sometimes I write too quickly and then my writing looks very bad and no one can read it. So haste makes waste. I need to slow down and do a good job. Remember, haste makes waste, and don't be in too much of a hurry.